Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the CD J.S. Bach by Mike Marshall and Katarina Lichtenberg. We heard The Invention in E Major, originally written for harpsichord, BWV 777. I'm very fond of stretching the musical envelope. That is, I enjoy when musicians leave their comfort zone and take their music in new directions. This week's program is entitled Name That Tune and features players who are not afraid to try new and exciting things. The program is much more than a cover show, but rather a series of selections that demonstrates just what a musician can do when they're given the freedom to wander into their neighbor's yard. We'll open with master guitarist Duck Baker's rendition of Scott Joplin's Maple Leaf Rag from The Entertainer, the music of Scott Joplin on Shanachie Records. Name That Tune on this week's Sing Out Radio Magazine. Thank you.
Dear diary, what a day it's been. Dear diary, it's been just like a dream. I woke up too late, wasn't where I should have been. For goodness sake, what's happening to me? Write lightly, yours truly, dear diary. It was cold outside my door, so many people by the score, rushing around so senselessly. They don't notice there's people like me. Write lightly, yours truly, dear diary. No way of knowing what the game is. Still they carry on doing what they can. Outside me, politely, dear diary. Tomorrow be the same. I know that they're really not to blame. If they weren't so blind, then surely they'd see there's a much better way for them to be. Inside me, yours truly, dear diary. Cold day, kind of mean outside, but the sun came out later. I decided to take a run up to Nolansville Road and check out the junk shops. There were some nice Mexican cowboy boots there, just a little too tight. Then I went across the street to Phonolux, and they were selling one of my records that hadn't even come out yet. Went home, read the paper about all the pestilence and Mayan cave-ins and incest and everything, and then looked in my Bluegrass Unlimited this month, and there was another highlight review of the Cherry Holmes family.
Oh yes, Tim O'Brien from the recording Moody Bluegrass 2, .. Much Love, a Nashville celebration of the Moody Blues. We heard Dear Diary, and that featured Ray Thomas from the Moody's on flutes, and Mike Pinder as well on the Mellotron. Dear Diary from Moody Bluegrass 2. That's on Bunny Ray Records. We're listening to musicians who kind of stretch the envelope a bit this week on the Sing Out Radio magazine. Before that, the late Burt Jansch and the late John Renborn from their recording Stepping Stones. Can't help but think they're playing guitar together up there now. We heard Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, Charles Mingus's tune dedicated to Lester Young. That's on Vanguard Records. And before that, from Anna Patton and her recording Isidore's Breakfast. She plays in the band Elixir. She's a clarinet player. And we heard the Irving Berlin classic, What'll I Do?, that my mom used to call the duck song when I was growing up. It was Anna Patton on her own record label with Isidore's Breakfast. And we let off that set with Duck Baker and Maple Leaf Rag from the collection The Entertainer, the music of Scott Joplin on Shanachie Records. Well, we are stretching the envelope just a bit this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. There's an interesting track on Matty Pryor's recording, Flesh and Blood, and she doesn't even appear on it. It's Finlandia by Jan Sibelius, the Finnish classical composer, and it features Troy Donnelly, who is a wonderful piper. Here's Finlandia on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
When we was in the city, we was wondering where to go. A sign spelled out Pagliacci up in lights above a show. We thought 'twould be a western till the stage lit up with light. And 97 people sung without a horse in sight. We couldn't understand them 'cause they spoke a foreign tongue. But we can give you some idea of what we think they sung. There's this fat guy in a clown suit. Tain't Halloween, that's for sure. Then this here feller, this punchy Neller, begins to beller like we all was geese. And somewhere right about Cuba, he sung about a lady who weighed 280. When she takes a powder, he just starts chirping louder. And he don't do a gall darn thing except to stand up there and sing. When we listen to Pagliacci, we get itchy and scratchy. This sure is popcorn, so we go and buy some popcorn. We hate to go back. Still in the darn theater, taking turns and napping, waiting for something to happen. Pagliacci, he ain't hurrying, but the folks on stage are flurrying, and it sounds like Kechaturians saber dance. Then old Pagliacci finds the guy he's seeking, cheek to cheek, and with his wife he grabs a knife and stabs the louse who stole his spouse, and then he stabs the lady and himself. Tain't fairy. They all collapse, but old Pagliacci sets up, then he gets up saying, I'm dying, I am dying, I am dying. We start crying, 'cause to tell the truth, we're dying too. As the footlights fade out, we see Pagliacci laid out, but the dagger never paused it. Pagliacci was plumb exhausted. We'll be right back.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1538. And remember, we're also on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD J.S. Bach by Mike Marshall and Katharina Lichtenberg, and we heard one of the 15 two-part inventions. We heard number 2, the invention in C minor, BWV 773, and that was actually used as an instructional piece for his young students. And before that, we heard from Michael J. Miles, the great banjo player. From his recording Collage, we heard Paul Desmond's classic tune, Take Five. And that was David Young on the trumpet and David Jennings on the vibes. That's on Miles Music Records. And before that, we heard from the Red Clay Ramblers recorded live and Pagliacci. And they actually learned that from the playing of Spike Jones, one of America's great musical innovators. That was the Red Clay Ramblers live. And before that, we heard from the band Asylum Street Spankers from their recording The Last Laugh. And we heard Camille Saint-Saëns' The Swan played on The Saw by Christine Moss, who's a member of the Asylum Street Spankers. That's on Yellow Dog Records. And we let off that set with Finlandia from Matty Pryor's recording Flesh and Blood. And that's on Park Records. We are stretching the envelope a little bit this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine and featuring musicians playing things they're not necessarily known for. And we'll lead off this next set with a wonderful old tune sung by Richard Thompson and Christine Collister from the recording The Beautiful Old Turn of the Century Songs and the band played on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Matt Casey formed a social club that beat the town for style and hired for a meeting place a hall. When payday came around each week, they greased the floor with wax and danced with noise and vigor at the ball. Saturday you'd see them dressed up in Sunday clothes. Each lad would have his sweetheart by his side. When Casey led the first grand march, they all would fall in line behind the man who was their joy and pride. Casey would waltz with the strawberry blonde and the band played on. He'd glide across the floor with the girl he adored and the band played on. But his brain was so loaded, it nearly exploded. The poor girl would shake with alarm. He'd nearly leave the girl with the strawberry curls and the band played on. Now when the dance was over and the band played Home Sweet Home, I played a tune at Casey's own request. He thanked them very kindly for the favors they had shown. Then it was once more with a girl that he loved best. Most all the friends of Marie that Casey used to know, and Casey too has taken him a wife. The blonde he used to waltz and glide with on the ballroom floor is happy Mrs. Casey now for life. Oh, Casey would waltz with the strawberry blonde, and the band played on. He'd glide across the floor with the girl he adored, and the band played on. But his brain was so loaded, it nearly exploded. The poor girl would shake with alarm. He'd nearly leave the girl with the strawberry curls, and the band played on. Thank you.
We're listening to musicians who push the envelope just a little bit this week on the Sing Out Radio magazine. That was the band Mad Pudding and Hoedown from Aaron Copland's Ballet Suite Rodeo. Mad Pudding on Sliced Bread Records. And before that, Joel Mabus from his Parlor Guitar recording. We heard I'm Just Wild About Harry, an old Hubie Blake tune. And then Avalon, written by Vincent Rose along with Al Jolson and Giacomo Puccini. Parlor Guitar is on Fossil Records, and we let off that set with Christine Collister, Richard Thompson, and on the accordion, Garth Hudson. And the band played on from the beautiful old turn-of-the-century songs, and that's on Doubloon Records. We're going to lead off this last set with a tune that was recorded in a studio which was designed by Steve Miller, and they figured they might as well do one of his tunes. Here's $8 Mountain and Fly Like an Eagle on the Sing Out Radio magazine.
Into the future. Time keeps on slipping into the future. I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. Want to fly like an eagle till I'm free. Children, yeah, with no shoes on their feet. How's the people living in the streets? Oh, there's a solution. I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I wanna fly like an eagle till I'm free. Into the future. Time keeps on slipping into the future.
Spring somewhere. Someday we'll meet again, sweetheart. We'll meet in heaven or apart. Someday we'll meet again, sweetheart. Don't cry, please don't break my heart.
We're listening to musicians this week who are operating out of their comfort zone, and it's hard to say what Brave Combo's comfort zone actually is. From their recording Box of Ghosts, we heard their take on Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, all done up in a tango style. Carl Finch was on the vocals, and I think he wrote those wonderful lyrics as well. It's on Rounder Records. And before that, we heard from John Hartford from his recording Nobody Knows What You Do. And Somewhere, My Love, We'll Meet Again, Sweetheart, with Mac Wiseman taking the harmony vocals and Benny Martin playing the fiddle. Nobody Knows What You Do is on Flying Fish Records, and we let off that set with the band $8 Mountain from their recording Tied to the Tracks, and we heard Steve Miller's Fly Like an Eagle. That's on their own record label. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Hope you've enjoyed the program, and you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1538.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over.